Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
This morning, we're going to continue the talk about Head Start, and we have a Head Start teacher here with us, and I'll let her introduce herself.
My name is Michelle Mingo, and I am a teacher at Community Action, and I work at our Deer Isle Head Start pre-K program.
So the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Head Start, how you qualify for that, the different levels and programs in Head Start. You're right in the front line. You're a teacher with Head Start.
So I am.
What would you like our listeners to know about what Community Action and Head Start does and what it means?
Well, I'm here to talk about the long-term benefits of Head Start. I've worked for Head Start for probably over 20 years. I was like a little wee high school student, and my mother worked for Head Start, so I just kind of followed my mom's path there. So.
Something resonated, huh? And you said, this is something I think I want to do because I know how important it is.
Yes, I love the philosophy of Head Start. I love the whole family approach that we do, and I love seeing past students come back either with their kids or it's just wonderful to see what they've done in their lives. They're graduating, they're starting families, they have careers, they're supporting our community in different ways. It's just wonderful to see the full circle of it.
Have you seen students come back and do what you're doing, teach in Head Start? Or similar programs?
I have. I've seen students go on to become teachers. It's just wonderful.
Now, I used to be in a school board in VZ several years ago, and I remember we were just starting to get pre-K involved, which is the same type of idea. And I remember reading the research about how important this earlier education is before kindergarten. So you must have some stats to show how impactful this is.
I do. Well, Head Start provides so many benefits. Long-term benefits are that there's an increase of high school graduate rates. More past Head Start students attend college. Better social and emotional skills, and which leads to better self-esteem. Higher earnings and the reduction of dependency on public assistance, which breaks that circle of poverty. One of the things that we do is that we provide developmental screenings and ongoing assessments to see if the child might need some early intervention, such as speech services. In the years before they go into kindergarten, before they go into public schools, most of the time, those children don't need those services when they go into public schools.
Okay. And I have a question, and I bet you get this a lot, something that I talk with other parents about this, particularly with boys. Mm-hmm. I'll save that question in the next part of Community Action coming up next on Star 97.7.
Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
Michelle Mingo is with us this morning on Community Action. She is a Head Start teacher in the Deer Isle area with Community Action.
Yes, I just started this year in Deer Isle. I was in Ellsworth for so many years.
And
now I make that commute every day to Deer Isle, and I love it.
You get to go over the big bridge.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the fun part of my job, though.
So we were talking about all the benefits of having a child go through Head Start. So something I thought about when you were discussing, the social part of it. I've got two boys, and something my wife and I discussed when my boys were little. In particular, we had one son that was intellectually ready to go. He was on the younger side. The doctors were saying, he can go, he can do this. He's really smart. But we thought, we see how he is socially. We see how he is with transitions. I don't know if he's quite ready for kindergarten yet.
Well, I feel like it gives them a great starting point. Their first experience with a classroom type situation, but it's a little bit easier going. We aren't as structured as the kindergarten program would be or classroom would be, but we have a set schedule that children will follow. And it does help children learn how to engage with each other.
And I love
that. Socialize with each other. Learn to problem solve. learn that they do need to learn to share things or, you know, take turns and just things like that. It's not all academic. It's more learning how to cohabitate together.
Well, that's what some of your colleagues said last week. My wife is in daycare, and I hear her talking about this a lot. It's not so important about the curriculum.
Yes.
It's about these children at this age. They're playing, but they're playing. They're learning while they play.
And we as teachers are there to support. And some of our feedback from kindergarten teachers are that they're very appreciative of how much work we've done to get those kids and their families ready for kindergarten. Sitting down in circle, attending, raising their hand, taking turns, being able to communicate their needs.
I'm sure we have parents that are listening, that are thinking about Head Start with their children, and maybe there's grandparents involved. What's the first step for somebody, whether they're in Deer Isle or Ellsworth, and they want to look into Head Start with Community Action? Where do they go?
They will be able to fill out an application and actually look up what services we do provide at acap/me.org, or they can call 207-667-2424.
Thank you, Michelle, for joining us this morning on Community Action on Star 97.7.